I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Think for a moment about a recent altercation in your life. Maybe it's a physical fight, but more than likely, it's some kind of argument. I find that whether I win or lose a fight, either way, I feel bad. When I lose, I feel embarrassed. I feel angry and sad. I feel hurt. But if I quote-unquote win, I also feel embarrassed. I feel bad for potentially hurting someone else. There's shame and regret, and the sense that I've done something wrong. There's a question about what we do with power, and it sits at the heart of Daniel chapter 4. In this chapter, we meet King Nebuchadnezzar, the ruler of Babylon. He's one of the most powerful men in the world. He commands armies. He conquers nations. He makes decrees and people obey. In other words, he's used to winning. From the outside, he looks secure, comfortable, untouchable. But then he has a dream, and this dream terrifies him. In the dream, he sees a massive tree, tall and strong, visible to the whole world. It provides fruit and shelter. Animals rest beneath it. Birds nest in its branches. It is a picture of greatness, provision, and power. But then he dreams of a messenger from heaven who says, "Cut down the tree." Nebuchadnezzar turns to his trusted counselor, Daniel, the exiled Jewish man who has a reputation for interpreting dreams and a close relationship with King Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel is troubled. He says, "I wish this would happen to one of your enemies and not to you." But he interprets the dream and gives Nebuchadnezzar a warning. He says, "The tree represents Nebuchadnezzar himself. His greatness is real, but so is his pride. He has lived as though his power belongs to him, as though his kingdom is ultimately his own, as though he is in control." And the message of the dream is simple. Only the Most High rules over the kingdoms of the world. In other words, only God is God. That sounds obvious, doesn't it? Most of us would never say, "I am God." We would never claim to rule the universe. But we often live our lives as though we are the ones in control. We rely on our plans. We trust our own judgment. We believe that if we can just manage everything well enough, our home, our schedule, our finances, our relationships, then we can keep ourselves safe. But life has a way of reminding us that ultimately, we are not in control. We get a difficult diagnosis. A relationship breaks. A plan falls apart. A door closes, and suddenly, like Nebuchadnezzar, we're troubled. But God can use a troubled heart. Sometimes it can be the thing that wakes us up. Proverbs 19:21 says, "Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand." It's not sinful to make plans or be responsible, but when our peace depends on everything going according to our plan, we've taken on a burden that we were never meant to carry. Psalm 121 gives a better picture of what our relationship to God can look like. It says, "My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." God does not sleep. God does not panic. God does not lose control. He is our keeper. He watches over our going out and our coming in. So even though it might feel outlandish, ask yourself today, are there ways I'm behaving like I am equal to God? Is there a relationship I'm trying to control? A future I'm trying to force? A fear I'm trying to manage alone? A plan I'm holding too tightly? God is not asking you to hold the world together. That is His work. He is inviting you to trust Him, to defer to Him, to humble yourself before Him. Even Jesus in the garden before the cross prayed, "Not my will, but yours be done." He showed us the way of surrender, not weakness, but trust and obedience. Only God is God. And because God is good, you can let go. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, sign up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can find us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. And you can subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.